Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by... Well, there was a slight issue with that. Go to otrwesterns.com/Facebook for more details. But today's episode, we're going to go ahead and start doing this from our members. Our members are going to start being the only thing we're going to receive any money from, and they are going to be our sponsors. So from this point forward, you'll hear and every episode will be brought to you by you, our members who support us. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is December 3rd, 1941, and the title is Death and Taxes. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. During the years of unrest that followed the Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors. And for once, his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! You're on the trail of the Black Arrow! Come on, Silver! Hooray!
After his attempt to kill the Lone Ranger and Tonto, Jebediah Leach tried to make his getaway across the Badlands. Desperately, he spurred his mount, but the sound of the pursuit drew closer and closer, and as the trail disappeared and the ground became rocky and broken, he knew that escape was impossible. He tried to rein up, and only then did he realize that his bronco had taken the bit in his teeth and was running away.
Oh, look, you maverick. You'll kill us both. Oh, steady, boy. Steady. Oh, it's no use. All I gotta do is hang on and hope he doesn't break away. Serves me right. Try to kill him, I'm gonna break my own neck.
Oh, Silver.
They're right behind me. My only chance is for them to catch up and stop this cayuse before it...
Help! Hang on, Lee. Stop the reins and pull the
leather. Get him up.
The other side, Tonto. Let him go away from me.
You grab reins.
Faster, Silver. Faster.
I can't hold on much longer.
Steady, boy. Steady.
I'm coming to the edge of a ravine. Stop them.
Brace yourself, Silver. Steady, boy. Steady, Silver. Now back, big fella, back.
A good boy, Silver.
Stopped him right at the edge. There's a 30-foot drop there. He'd have gone right over.
Well, Leach, this is the second time tonight you've asked for help.
I meant it this time.
Are you going to try and kill us again?
No, Masked Man. I'm grateful. You can turn me over to the sheriff. I won't make any more trouble.
Well, we found that blasting powder back there in the cabin. You said this was only the beginning.
I'm through.
Who are you working for?
Nobody.
That isn't true.
Masked Man, I broke out of jail 6 months ago. I took this job to keep from going back. I failed. And I'm glad I failed. You can send me back where I belong, but I still want to live.
You mean the man who hired you will see that you're killed if you talk?
I'm sure of it.
How much longer did you have to serve?
3 years.
It'll be 23 now.
23?
You tried to commit murder. There's only one way you can get off with a lighter sentence. And that's by telling us who hired you.
I wasn't hired.
Who forced you then?
But if I do, if I mention his name...
We'll promise that no one will kill you.
What good will it do? It's only my word against his. He'll deny it. What's more, the jury will believe him and not me. I'm a jailbird. I got a record.
You can leave the matter of proof to us.
No, it's no use.
I'll make another promise, Leach. We won't turn you over to the law until we have our proof against the other man.
You mean that?
You have my word.
That's good enough for most people out here in the West. I guess it's good enough for me.
Well?
We'll have to travel beyond the pass to find him. He's in Riverdale.
His name?
It's
It's Andrew Thompson.
Andy Thompson?
Kimosabe, him government agent.
You know him?
I know he was sent out from Washington about 3 months ago. He has charge of the land office, and he collects the taxes for the whole district.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was Andy Thompson who blackmailed you?
See, I told you it wasn't any use. You don't even believe me yourself.
We'll investigate your story, Leach. You're riding with us to Riverdale.
No. If he sees
you... He won't. Get your horse around. Now, come on.
Get him up, Scout!
The Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Leach skirted the Badlands to the south. They made camp the next night in the foothills, and the following day it took them through the pass in spite of the difficulties of the trail. There was no camp made that night. The moon was full, and the trail led straight across the level plain. The night faded into morning. The sun rose, and an hour later, Leach began to recognize landmarks.
You'll see the river when we get to the top of the next rise. The town's just beyond it.
To the left, into the woods.
Get up, boy!
We make camp here?
Yes, Tonto.
They're clearing up ahead.
That'll do.
They get light plenty soon. You wait till dark before you go to town?
No, Kimosabe. You can help me with the disguise. Can't waste any time.
Oh, boy. Oh,
Penny's looking for Penny. You stay here with Tonto until I get back, Leach. After that, we'll plan our first move.
At 10 o'clock that morning, Sally Leonard, pretty, spirited, and just 18, was arguing with a tax collector in the land office. The door opened, and a stranger walked in. But in the heat of the discussion, the girl paid no attention to him.
I tell you, Mr. Thompson, we paid our taxes to a man named Leach over a month ago.
Pardon me.
Be with you in a minute, stranger.
Leach never brought the money here, Sally.
You admit you hired him to do the collecting.
Of course I admit it.
Well, where is he? Just let him deny we paid us, that's all.
You aren't the only one who's been in here with a complaint. Must be 20 Leach got money from.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. Don't you understand, Sally? I believe you're telling the truth. But there's no record in his office to show you paid your taxes. And unless we can find Leach and get the money out of him, you'll just have to pay him again.
We can't.
And your ranch has got to be sold at public auction to the highest bidder.
Oh, it ain't fair, Mr. Thompson.
I'm not saying it is. But that's the law. You only got another week. Can't you and your paw raise the money someplace?
I don't see how.
There's a chance we'll get it back for you later on when they find Leach. It wouldn't be for long.
Bank won't lend us any. I tried to borrow for improvements about 2 months ago.
Well, this is private business. You just wait around a while. I'll talk to you some more later on. What can I do for you, stranger?
I'm in no hurry.
You must have heard what I just said to the girl. We aren't going to talk any more till we're alone.
Well, perhaps I shouldn't have come in here. The sheriff wasn't in his office, and after all, you are a government agent.
What's that?
Do you know of any outlaws around here?
Outlaws?
Three men camped out in the woods on the other side of the river. One of them's an Indian. One of the men wears a mask.
An Indian and a mask man. What's the third one like?
A man with a scar on his forehead.
Leaping cactus.
I thought the sheriff should be told.
You're right, stranger. He's out at the Miller Ranch. I'll get hold of him right away.
But Mr. Thompson, about our taxes. You aren't going to forget him, are you?
Forget him? I should smile. It's obvious that a man with a scar on his forehead. Who's that sound like to you?
You mean Leach?
I sure do.
But who's the masked man and the Indian?
Outlaws. They must be. We got to round up the three of them.
When Thompson started for the Miller Ranch to get the sheriff, the Lone Ranger walked to the edge of town where he had left Silver in a grove of cottonwoods. He avoided the bridge and used the ford to cross the river. On the far side, he stopped for a moment to adjust his mask. Then he headed straight for the camp in the forest. Tonto and Leach were on their feet at the sound of approaching hoofbeats, and the Indian greeted him.
Aye, Kimosabe.
Aye, steady, Silver. Leach, you never mentioned that Thompson hired you to collect taxes for him.
Well, no. I got that job before he found out about me.
How long did you work at it?
Oh, I started just after he got to Riverdale. I didn't quit until 2 weeks ago when he sent me after you.
Do you know a girl about 18 called Sally? Dark brown hair, rides a sorrel pony?
Well, that'd be Sally Leonard.
Well, she was in Thompson's office when I got there. Her father paid their taxes to you, but Thompson says he never received them at the office.
Well, that ain't so. He did. Well, I remember the day I brought him in.
I wish I knew, Leach.
Knew what?
Which of you is telling the truth? Certain I'll never find out if you're put in jail.
Mister, I swear I never stole any money.
On the other hand, Washington wouldn't send a crook out here to handle the land office.
You've got to believe me.
I'll decide about that later. Otto. We're breaking camp. The sheriff will be here with a posse any minute now.
Time to get things ready.
You aren't going to leave me behind, are you?
Yeah, not yet, Leach.
You know, Tonto, men ride this way now.
Thompson didn't waste any time.
My horse is all saddled.
Not up. You'll have to hurry, Tonto.
Tonto, ready.
Then through the woods and beyond the ridge. Come on, Silver.
Get him up there.
Tonto, get him.
That night, Sally Leonard and her father were alone in the living room of their ranch house. The girl had not stayed in town until the posse had returned, and both she and Dan were anxiously awaiting the return of the cowboy they had sent to get the news. But when a rider reined up out in front, it was not he that Sally saw from the window.
Paul?
What is it, Sally?
Mr. Thompson. Now we'll find out if they caught Lee.
Door's unlocked. Come on in.
Howdy, folks.
Did you get him, Andy?
No such luck, Dan. We found their camp, but they cleared out.
Too bad. If I ever lay hands on that skunk,
I... Sheriff is still looking.
Leech, he sure got a good name.
Well, you folks got my sympathy. I want to do something about it. All I can, anyway.
You mean give us more time to meet the taxes?
Well, that'd be simple. It just isn't possible, Dan. No, they've got to be paid by next Monday.
Less than a week.
I was figuring that maybe I can let you have a loan.
You?
Oh, Thompson.
Well, if I hadn't trusted Leech, you wouldn't be in this fix. Let's see, $300, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I could spare it for 30 days. You could give me a note with a ranch of security.
Well, that'd be fine. A month's all the time I need.
You'd have to sell some cattle, Paul.
One of it. We can herd to Martin. If you mean this, Andy, it's a deal.
You drop around to my office tomorrow morning. We'll get the paper signed.
I call that right friendly. Of course, it don't make me feel too good to have to pay my taxes twice, but...
Who's that?
Sound afraid.
Oh, there. There's a white horse cutting across the prairie.
What a beauty.
It's that masked man Leech is hanging out with.
How do you know? He can't see he's got a mask on from here.
I got a hunch, that's all.
The way he carries himself, I'd guess it was that stranger.
Maybe so.
He can't be two people.
Well, the sheriff's got to know about this crowd.
Want me to come with you?
No need for that. He in town tomorrow, Dan.
He knows.
After Andy Thompson, Dan Leonard and his daughter had seen the Lone Ranger. The masked man headed east for the river. This time he wasted no time in the ford, but raced across the bridge, counting on Silver's speed in case he was seen. The great horse swept into the forest, on and on through the trees, until at last the masked man reined up in the new camp beyond the ridge.
Howdy, masked man.
Where's Tonto Leech?
He left camp about 15 minutes ago.
He left you here alone?
That's right, and I'm still here. Doesn't that prove I'm playing the game with you, masked man?
But I don't understand. Why should Tonto leave? What happened?
Well, we were sitting here by the campfire, and all of a sudden he jumped to his feet. Said he heard a danger.
Did you think?
Nothing but a bird call.
Like this?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like that. Was it you?
No. Tonto may have thought it was. I see that he didn't take scouts.
But the call sounded awful close, not more than a couple hundred feet away.
May have been a trap.
You going after him?
Yes.
Aye.
That's him, ain't it?
Tonto!
Time to come back.
Leech told me about the signal, Kemosabe. You followed it?
Not right. Me playing track of horse out there. Bird call found further on. Tonto not stop.
Someone was trying to lead you away from the camp.
Lead Tonto maybe half mile, that way.
And then what?
And lead me to clearing. There note on tree.
A note? Where is it?
Here. Tonto come back here to get scalp. Maybe follow trail. You want me do that?
No, Kemosabe. The note was written by a friend.
You sure?
It's in the same handwriting as the one that warned us about Leech.
Can I have a look at it, Masley?
Yes, here. You recognize the handwriting?
No. Awful neat and small.
Did you see a girl around that cabin where you tried to kill us?
Girl?
I'm sure a girl wrote that note.
God. Do you see what it says?
Yes, Leech.
Be sure to follow Thompson the next time he leaves town.
We're going to follow instructions, Tonto.
But that ain't all.
Yes, I know.
A murder has been committed.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. On the morning after the Lone Ranger received the note from the girl, Dan Leonard and Sally rode into town bright and early. As they reined up in front of the land office...
Whoa. Nobody up and around yet, Sally.
The office locked?
Looks to be.
They should have waited another hour. Folks don't get up at daybreak when they live in town.
Well, you can't blame me for wanting to get this tax business settled. And I wanted to find out about that man on the white horse, too. Wonder if the posse picked up his trail last night.
They'll say it was a stranger. His shoulders were so broad, and he sat up so straight. He couldn't help remembering.
Miss Sally.
What, Paul?
There's a piece of paper tacked up on the door.
Might be a notice.
Yeah. Might be a message for us. I'm taking a look.
The masked man's found where he's buried. What?
What's the matter, Paul?
Sally, you know where Thompson lives?
It's down there in the street.
That's where we're going. Get up there. Get up there. Get on.
Oh, yeah, the Turners used to live in this cabin. Mr. Thompson rented it when he came to town.
You wait here.
I don't see why you can't tell me what it's all about, Paul.
I don't know what it's about. This note mentions a masked man. Wake up, Thompson! Wake up!
What's going on here?
Oh, I thought you were still asleep.
Just out in the kitchen making me some coffee. Yeah, kind of early, aren't you?
I guess you didn't catch up with that hombre on the white horse last night.
Nope. You and Sally wanted to...
Figure not. He must have been up to more of his crooked work. Just read this.
Where'd it come from, Dan? Where'd you find it?
Well, it was stacked on the front door of your office.
Yeah?
No name signed or anything. And that arrow at the bottom. What does that mean?
Nothing. Private business.
You want me to get the sheriff?
No, I tell you it's private. Yeah, just do me a favor, Dan, and don't say nothing about it. I'll take care of your business when I get back.
When you get back?
Yeah. I'm leaving town for a few hours. I'll be back by noon.
Ten minutes later, Andy Thompson was in the saddle and racing out of town for the east. The Lone Ranger, Leach, and Tonto watched him from the ridge to the north of Riverdale. Then, when the government agent had crossed the bridge and disappeared from sight on the far side of the river, they started after him. It was up to Tonto to follow his trail.
Get out!
Get up there, boy!
Come on, Silver!
Ten miles from town, it cut away from the main trail toward the south. Here the country was rough, and the Indian found it harder to read the signs Thompson left behind him. At last he raised his arm in a signal to stop.
Steady, Silver. Whoa, whoa. What's the matter, Kemosabe? You haven't lost it, have you?
No. Him ride that way into valley.
Yes?
You look. Valley not big. A rim rock on three sides.
He can't get any farther, you mean?
That right. You want to look down in valley, right that way.
Along the edge of the rim rock.
And keep back from edge so him not see.
You hear, Leach? Be careful.
Don't worry.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
We leave the horses behind these rocks.
That's good.
I'll give the word to get down, Leach. We'll have to crawl the last few feet to the edge.
He ain't so far away now. I keep wondering, who is this girl that wrote the note?
All we know is that she's helped us before. Down. There's some bushes here. We can look through them.
Good.
We'll see what Thompson is up to.
What a drop. Must be 500 feet.
There he is. Near that pile of stones.
That pile of stones didn't just happen. It's too neat.
Do you remember the last line in the note?
Yeah. A murder.
Yes, Leach. We'll have to wait until Thompson leaves. Then we'll get a closer look at those stones.
For nearly half an hour, the Lone Ranger and his two companions watched the tiny figure of the tax collector in the valley below. He left the pile of stones to examine every bit of soft ground near it. At last, he mounted once more and rode up the trail and out of the valley. Not until then did the masked man give the signal to return to their horses. They rode carefully, watchful for any sign of Thompson. And it was afternoon when they dismounted by the neat pile of stones.
There's no doubt about it, masked man.
Yes, no doubt about it. It's a grave.
Who buried there?
I have an idea, Tonto. Silver and I have a long ride ahead of us before we can make sure.
Kemosabe, that Thompson up there. Him come back. Him shoot.
If he tries it again, I'm going to pretend to be hit.
We stay here, you won't have to pretend.
Oh! Kemosabe!
It's all right. Take your fist at him.
You killer!
Now get on your horses and go after him. Chase him back to town, then wait for me at our camp.
What you do?
Let him think I'm dead. Now hurry.
Get him up here, up there, boy.
Tonto and Leach followed the Lone Ranger's instructions. They kept Thompson in sight until he rode across the bridge and into town. Then they returned to camp. The Lone Ranger did not appear that night. One day passed. Two, three. Still, there was no sign of him, and Leach was unable to control his nerve.
I don't like it, Tonto. I think we ought to do something.
Uh-huh.
We've been waiting here for 3 days, and what's happened?
Nothing.
Unmasked friend, tell us, wait here.
Yeah. The sheriff and his posse have been out day and night. It's only a matter of time before they stumble on this hideout, and then what happened?
Tonto, wait here.
They put us both in jail. I may even get up a lynching party.
Lone Ranger got plans.
Yeah, I say we ought to clear out and try to find him. He might be in trouble. He might need our help. What the...
Up with your hands in the name of the law.
I told you, Tonto, they got us.
Hold him, boys. Hold him, go and take him back to town.
All right, go on.
Stand back from the prisoners. I'm putting them in jail.
The boys want to handle each himself, Sheriff.
Yeah. He's getting a trial, same as the Indian.
Andy Thompson, put a bullet through the masked man. That's what these two ought to get.
Stand back, I say.
Wait, I got a suggestion, Sheriff. Maybe if Leach was to admit he stole these folks' money and hand it over, they might calm down, sir.
I never stole any money.
You gonna deny I paid you for my taxes?
No, Dan. But I gave it to Thompson. If anybody stole it, he did.
You can't make us believe that.
Will you listen to me? Will you let me tell you what happened?
You'd better make it good.
I broke out of jail about 6 months ago back in St. Louis.
Oh,
now, wait. Thompson found out about it, and he said he'd turn me over to the sheriff unless I followed his order.
He's just talking to save his neck.
You know what he wanted me to do? He wanted me to kill the Lone Ranger.
That's a lie.
I tried it, and I got caught. The masked man believed me when I told him about Thompson, and he came here with me, him and Tonto.
Are you calling that masked man we've been seeing around here the Lone Ranger?
I sure am. And this is Tonto.
That's enough. The Lone Ranger don't hang out with crooks like you. And I sure sympathize with the boys. If I didn't have my duty to
that's
think of...
That's enough, Palaver.
Up with him, Sheriff.
What's that?
You're colored. Turn those prisoners over to us.
Are you forgetting you're a government agent, Thompson?
Maybe. I guess most of the folks around here can forget it, too. What I want is justice. And Leach deserves a lot more than a few years in jail. Why, every honest rancher that's paid him taxes stands to lose his ranch. There's only one way to treat polecats like him.
All right,
grab the sheriff, boys, so he can't interfere.
No, you can't.
Don't have to argue, Sheriff.
Andy, I'm not so sure about
that. Don't so soft, understand? Get those two armies and their horses. Spring a couple of ropes over the big branch of that cottonwood.
Tonto here.
How about you, Thompson? You thought you killed the masked man, but you didn't. Here he comes. And that silver he's riding. Now you'll find out if he's a Lone Ranger or not.
Stand back, everybody. He's nothing but an outlaw. This time,
no, I'll... you not shoot him.
I'll show you.
Oh. How's that for proof? Shut the gun right out of his hand.
My hand.
You aren't hurt. I'm not interested in your right hand. Let's see your left. There you are, Marshal.
Thank you.
Bill Desmond, what are you doing here?
This man brought me. This is government business.
Is he really the Lone Ranger?
He sure is.
Do your duty, Marshal.
Right. Thompson, whatever your name is, you're under arrest for murder.
For murder?
You got nothing against me.
That black arrow tattooed on your wrist is enough.
Yeah, we can jail you for that alone.
You'll have to prove it means anything.
But the charge is murder.
I don't get it, Marshal. There hasn't been any murder around here.
You're wrong, Sheriff. I can show you a grave about 15 miles east of here, near the foot of the Rimrock. I don't know how the masked man found it, but
Thompson
he did.
Let us there.
That's right. We just followed him.
The man who was buried there was shot in the back. And that man was Andrew Thompson.
Now, hold on.
This man is an imposter. He killed Thompson and took all his papers. Came here to take charge of the land office.
I told you he was a crook. He's the one who stole your money. Stay there, boys.
He hasn't had a chance to get rid of it. You'll find it all in his office or his home.
Masked man, can you explain this? If he stole my money, why should he lend me some?
Why shouldn't he? He was only lending your own money back, and you were putting up your ranch as security. Things had worked out the way he hoped. He might have owned 20 ranches in the valley before the summer was over.
Why, doctor?
Don't worry, Dan. He'll get what he deserves.
Why didn't you tell me who you were right off, masked man? I'd have arrested this hombre for you.
I had to find someone who knew the real Andrew Thompson, Sheriff. And there's another angle to this case the marshal and I can't discuss.
No, like he said, government business.
Yes.
We'll still win.
You won't have a hand in it. Move along.
All right.
Kemosabe. Harry Indian. An edge of crowd. Him signal me.
Find out what he wants, Kemosabe.
Yeah.
What about me, masked man?
You'll have to go back and finish out your sentence, Leach.
Is that all?
I don't know of any other charge against you.
You aren't going to tell him about
it? No, Leach. I have an idea that when you get out of jail, you'll start a new life.
I will if I get a chance.
You have it.
Kemosabe.
What, Tonto?
That Indian bring note from Brentwood.
Not from
the girl?
You read.
Gosh, if it hadn't been for her...
Tonto, get mounted.
Tonto, ready.
What's that?
The note doesn't say much.
You're leaving?
We're needed in Brentwood. We've got to hurry. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come on, Silver.
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.